Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
It's either time for a dance party, or it's time to talk football. I choose football. Santana, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Santana Dodson, you're in the warmer part of the country right now.
Yeah, it's a little bit warmer. We got 40 degrees down here in Texas.
Oh, it's like summer.
Unless you're from Texas, then it's like, damn, it's cold outside.
Yeah.
It just became winter over the weekend here. It was like 20 degrees before this, but now we're in single digits and we have snow.
It's nothing we haven't seen before. Hell, you played in colder weather than this.
Yeah.
It's just winter.
It's just winter now.
Just that winter slap in the face. Like, yeah, it's winter, dummy. Gets cold outside. So, you watched the football games yesterday. Where'd you go?
I went by a couple of my buddies had, like, game watch parties, I guess you could call them. So, I went over there and ate up their food and had their vivations and came on back and watched it.
How many people were there? Were there too many people? Was it distracting?
No, because, see, I don't like the distracting party. So I'm like, when you call and invite me to your game watch party, I'm definitely asking, like, is it a mixer? Is it, you know, like, what type of party? How many people? Do they have knowledge of the game? Things like that.
Yeah. You want the specs going in.
I don't want to be sitting there with people asking a lot of stupid questions like, was that a first down? Yes, that's right. A first down. There's
how
the
about,
yellow line.
Was that pass interference? How would you have even begun to address that yesterday? I used to know what pass interference was. Now I guess I don't.
They totally just blew the call. And I don't know. I don't know what they were looking at. Because if you were looking at the game, it's obvious that the defender was there before the ball got there and was not even trying, not even attempting to make a play on the ball.
We're talking about the Saints-Rams game.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. I'm sorry. The Saints game. So if he was even looking for the ball, it was actually a pretty bad ball, a pretty bad throw. He could have intercepted the pass, but that being said, that really cost the Saints the game because if you get the penalty, you're able to run the clock down and you kick the field goal and the game's over.
The officials admitted, yeah, we missed that one. Sorry about that. So they'll be picking that game up from that point in the game later on. They're not doing that, they're telling me now.
Yeah, so I'm kind of unhappy the Rams are going. But on the other hand, if the Rams are successful, that means all the protégés of Sean McVay will be successful. And since Matt LaFleur is a protégé of Sean McVay, because, I don't know, what was their association before?
They were together someplace along the way. There
right.
was definitely
so
a link,
that, that's,
Brian.
That's good for us.
I don't remember what it was.
The Rams winning the Super Bowl is good for the Packers. I just have to, I don't know, think that.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know.
They had a cup of coffee together somewhere along the line.
Because if I remember correctly, at that point in the game that pass interference wasn't called, had it been called, it would have given the Saints a first down, and the Rams didn't have enough timeouts to stop the clock enough, and it would have run out, right? That would have been
Different game.
Right.
So, that would have definitely been the game. Game over.
And then I just saw a lot of it in the Chiefs-Patriots game. Just a lot of grabbing and grabbing, grabbing, grabbing. So Gronkowski was being interfered with a lot. Still making catches.
Yeah.
Okay, now
Gronkowski is such a big man that a lot of times they're going to allow a lot of the grabbing to go on with him.
But that's wrong because just because he's a big guy doesn't mean you don't afford him the same rules as everybody else on the field, right?
Equal protection under the law.
Right, if they we're going to protect everyone but the biggest guys, you do what you want to them because they have an advantage because they're big. Well, then would teams go out and start getting smaller people?
No, but that's just like during recess, we all had the big fourth grader during recess that was bigger than anybody else.
That was you.
And he was running. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're playing smash the guy with the ball,
right,
or whatever you called it in Wisconsin.
Right.
But, you know, there would be a little bit more roughhousing with the big guy during recess. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but that's so the NFL is just playground, you know, pylons now?
Yeah.
It seems bad.
I thought we had a fit.
Let's talk about New England, because I got a lot during the week that everybody's tired of New England going to the Super Bowl. So let's talk about them for a minute or two.
Let me tell you what I said when we talked about it earlier this morning. I said, I don't hate New England. I don't particularly dislike them. I'm tired of them. I'm just tired of them. Yeah. But at some point you have to go, well, damn, they're pretty good. I mean, they're there all the time.
I want to see how long they can go now.
How would you like to see them in the championship for a decade? 10 straight years at this point.
They can do it.
All right. Santana?
Yeah. I mean, the things that they've done and accomplished, not only Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, but just, you know, you can't name three players past Brady and Edelman and Gronkowski. If you omit those three, you can't name three players that play for the New England Patriots, and every year Belichick does an outstanding job at getting those guys ready to play the game. And they were prepared yesterday.
Well,
and they found a way to be in the game. And you don't want Tom Brady, whether it's overtime or the last drive, you don't want him with the ball. He's going to figure it out. He's seen every defense. He's seen every formation. He's seen every blitz. He's going to figure out how to get the ball out of his hands and hurt you.
And so is Belichick going to write a book someday, how I did it, what I saw, what I was looking for, why I've been to the AFC Championship 13 times?
What if it turns out that he cheats better than anybody? He's the best cheater ever. Yeah, I would. And if, you know, what if the league was right? Brady does deflate the balls. Belichick does cheat. He has videotape that nobody is supposed to have or sound that he's bugged off.
I don't think the pressure of the ball is going to get you to the AFC Championship 13 times.
If they've managed to be this successful over the entire time that Brady and Belichick have been there together, and they haven't just been fighting other teams on the field, they've been fighting the league. Goodell has been gunning for these guys, and they can't be slowed down. What does that tell you about them?
Yeah, I mean, they have figured out, I mean, in the salary cap era, which everybody loves to talk about, for them to be able to comprise I honestly don't think we'll ever see it again. And, you know, timing is everything. They haven't been in the strongest division in the NFL over the last 10, 15 years either. But at the same time, when I'm looking at them yesterday and their preparedness and what they're doing, you know, they had no outside threat, meaning that they lost their wide receiver going into January. So they had nothing on the outside, and they had to win that game with Edelman, Gronkowski, who we talked about last week, who is a little bit past his prime, honestly, and a running game. So they manufactured a game plan that kept them in the game through four quarters.
And so when the Packers have all those disadvantages and they had them well, they suck. So,
yeah.
The Patriots.
So what is Belichick doing? How does he, you know?
That's what I was saying without saying. I didn't want to say it, but that's what I was saying.
It's not like his men fly. They don't have wings. They don't have rockets on them. They, you know, still line up.
Is it all just about execution? Do they because his thing is do your job. You know, like her.
Well, no freestyling, do your job, no freelancing, no, you know, running it out of the end zone when you should take a knee. You know,
yeah.
a thousand things like that.
It's execution and adjustments. You're exactly right. You don't see many errors, many fumbles, many blips on the radar. You're going to have to beat them and beat them soundly in every vantage point of the game. You know, and we talked a little bit about offense, but defensively, they had a great game plan as well. You know, you're playing a first-year starter quarterback, so there were some things. Football is an adjustment game, so there were some blitzes and packages that they held till the second half, so Kansas City didn't even see them coming. And just to get them out of that game and get them off the field, you know, at critical times. So could Kansas City have prepared for them? Definitely. But if they, you know, if you didn't have halftime or anything like that to go talk about it, then when you're dealing with a first-year starter and you're giving him something he hadn't seen all season, that makes it a little bit rough.
They also put up some numbers during the game about Kansas City and the defense, and the conclusion was ranked 31 out of the NFL, you know, defenses. I thought, how are they in the AFC Championship
right,
game?
Still playing.
Our last-ranked defense for the last 2 years hasn't sniffed anything.
Well, our offense wasn't good enough to overcome it. Theirs was, apparently.
And I'll say our defense looked worse than Kansas City. Much worse.
Kansas City had a big stop when the Patriots went for it on fourth
right,
down.
They you know, it wasn't automatic inside the 20.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm saying, what's going on?
What the F is the big question.
Why can't we be that bad and still that good?
Right, yeah, I guess so.
Well, there's a lot of teams. There's a lot of fans that were asking that yesterday who had teams that were better than the Packers. All right, so the Super Bowl matchup. We got a little time to think about this, but initially, what's your thought? Rams and Patriots again in the Super Bowl. It's been a while, but there they are. They're back against each other again.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a good matchup. You know, you got out of the last four teams, those when you look at it, those definitely are the two complete teams because, like you talked about, the defense and the other things that were lacking for the Saints. So I think you got the two most complete teams in the game. And, you know, everybody's looking at this McVay kid. Will he be able to – that's going to be the line. Like, can McVay outcoach or get his team prepared to get a victory against Belichick, who's been there again and again and again? So it's
going to
be interesting.
Oh, and the NFC game was the first, I think, Sean versus Sean coaching matchup.
Yeah.
In NFL history.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Sean McVay and Sean, what's his last name in New Orleans? I can't think of it right now.
Sean Payton,
right. Yeah. There you go. Did you feel bad for Andy? Because I know that you and Andy Reid were up in Green Bay together. I don't know how much time you spent together, but are you an Andy Reid fan?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely everything Mike Holmgren fan. So,
okay.
Yeah, Andy was there for 3 years with me. So, yeah, I was definitely pulling for Andy, and he's done a great job, I think, getting Patrick Mahomes ready this season. And I think they're in a good position at the quarterback position. I mean, he made some throws yesterday that were outstanding.
He is pretty amazing.
Kansas City ready to, you know, take over as New England gets older and has got to fall apart.
Right. Sure, they can't do this forever, even though there's no signs of it ending.
Well, Mahomes is young, I'm saying, and Brady is old, and there they are playing each other. So, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I don't know if you saw they talked about a Gronkowski trade earlier this season, and he said if he's not a Patriot, he's retiring because they talked about trading him to Detroit.
Oh, well.
So his comments were, if you're going to trade me, I'm retiring, just so everybody knows.
Which makes him untradeable. So I don't know if that does. I don't know if that helps the Patriots. I mean, I admire his allegiance to the Patriots, but that makes him untradeable. Right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I think they're closer to the end than the beginning of their reign of terror, if we want to call it that. I mean, you got a 41-year-old quarterback, and you've got a tight end, a Hall of Fame tight end that's running with
They'll get another tight end. They do. That's what they do in New England. They replace wide receivers. No problem. I guess another white receiver, a little guy, speedy little white guy. We'll throw him
the ball. They'll find another tight end. Who are they? The Jets? They can find a tight end.
All right, Santana. Are we on for the off week next week? Are we getting together Monday? We may as well. Breaks up the week nicely.
Something. What are we going to do? We're going to swap Super Bowl stories or recipes?
Yes. We'll do that.
We'll think of something, but we'll talk to you next Monday, okay?
All right, fellas. Y'all have a great week.
All right. Santana, always a pleasure.